what Abraham said on the Stanford tape from 10 to 10 was, you get to choose the past that you think about. You get to choose the present that you think about. You get to pretend into the future. You get to imagine, you get to pretend that your lover doesn't love you or does love you. You get to pretend that money is flowing or that money isn't flowing. You get to choose it all, you see. You get to use the power of your mind, and you get to have emotional, vibrational responses to those choices until you can be in and in and in and in and in and in and in. And once you make the vortex your home, once you're usually hanging out in the vortex, then what happens is rooms open up to you. That feeling of being on the verge, that feeling of being on the verge of something more, it just gets bigger and bigger until you accept that the entire universe is queued up to help you. You begin feeling so worthy and so blessed and so cared for, and as if all that is interested so expressly and supremely in you that only good things can happen to you. And when you reach that place, then you're who you were when you were born. Only with all this new stuff that you put into your vortex since you were born, that is now ready to show itself to you. Just to you. Nice to know.
Wow. Okay, we can leave now. We go home and really...
What date was that again? You said that was fairly recently.
10-2.
We actually have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what you can borrow.
Vortex stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I will type it up and put it on the Abe Quotes list, so it'll be available there.
That's easier.
So let's spend some time focusing on using the power of our minds. Using this time of meditation to use the power of our minds to pretend into the future, to imagine good things happening. And so I invite you to take this moment to simply imagine a wonderful moment happening. Perhaps you've gone somewhere and run into someone. See that person's face. Look into their eyes and feel the appreciation that you have in your heart for that particular person. See the shine in their eyes and the radiance of their smile as they greet you with the enthusiasm you feel for them. Connect with this special person. Feel this beloved one. Maybe you give them a hug or a kiss. Or a handshake. Maybe it's a baby and you pick him or her up and rock her. Whichever it is, take the appropriate way of being with this person. And imagine yourself spending time with this beloved one. I don't know what you'll do. Maybe you'll go for a walk or have a meal. Dance around the room or sing a song or just laugh. Stare into their eyes. But in some way, imagine loving this person. Just breathe into that love. Feel your heart open and warm. See again the radiance. The sparkle in this person. And now imagine that same sparkle, that same radiance, that same joy in your face. Imagine looking in the mirror in this moment of love and see the beauty of your being. Allow your heart to open as much to yourself as you just did to that person that you care about. Feel that hug from within, from your inner being, as you look at the beauty of who you are and see yourself through that glorious broader perspective. In that moment, you remember your worthiness. You know your value. You see your beauty. You feel the expansiveness of your love. You know your divine intelligence. You feel your creativity. You feel that joy welling up from within you that is the natural part of your being. You were born to connect to Source. And to connect to Source is joy. Feel that joy that is expanding in your heart in this moment. See it radiating out from your being. And imagine it connecting with someone that you love at a distance. Imagine that your inner beings are connected and eternally loving each other. We are omnipresent, and our love is omnipresent. So anyone we love, even if they're halfway across the world in this moment, we can connect to them. Allow your heart, in your local perspective, to expand to the love that you feel for this person in the non-physical. Feel the appreciation that your inner being has for this person, even at a distance. Know the eternal love that connects you and surrounds you and supplies you. And witness how your inner being sees this person. Your inner being sees their health and wholeness. Your inner being sees their vortex, that stream of wonder and beauty and joy and prosperity and freedom and fun that is endlessly flowing to them. Imagine them showered with this stream of well-being that is the truth of who they are. See them as if they've just won the lottery. Maybe they even did. See them as if they just fell in love or renewed that love, fell in love with the person they've been with for 20 years. See them expressing themselves at a higher and fuller level, allowing their own unique voice to be heard in the world. See this person that you love thriving. Doesn't it feel good to see them through the eyes of Source, basking in the wonder of their lives, basking in the beauty of their being, radiant, smiling, laughing, sparkling, connecting with you, even though you're at a distance. You are together in the vortex in this moment in your imagination. We are using the power of our mind to pretend into the future, to see the beauty and the love that is already there in our vortex, to see through the eyes of Source, to feel through the heart of all that is. Take just a moment now to think of this person. Imagine their well-being and feel how good it feels to celebrate their success. Now take all of those wonderful feelings and thoughts that you've had about this person and look at yourself again. See your own vortex and that stream of well-being, of joy and wonder, of freedom and fun that flows to you in every moment. Allow yourself to expand your perception of the well-being that endlessly flows to you. And just breathe into your heart and open to receive that joy. Joy is flowing here. Flowing in each one of us in this room. It's flowing with everyone that hears this recording. We are deeply connected in non-physical. We are love itself in non-physical. We are connected with everyone we love all the time. Allow that love to circulate now. Your light, noticing the light of another and amplifying both by your attention to it. And then that light turning your attention to another and imagining that person turning their attention to another. Light, lighting light, lighting light, lighting light, lighting light, lighting light all across the world until the world is lit with the radiant smiles, with the beauty and the wonder, the freedom and the fun and the joy and the prosperity and the ease and the gracefulness of source energy in motion on the planet. We are the light, and we are moving on the planet in our consciousness, in our mind, as we pretend, as we imagine, we influence, we bring that light to every situation we think of, when we think of it with appreciation. As we count our blessings, we confer a blessing on each one we count. So let's allow our blessings to expand. Think of your life and appreciate the things you have in your life. Let's start with things. Let's appreciate our homes and confer a blessing on this place that we live, this sanctuary that guides us and guards us from the elements, that is cool in the summer and warm in the winter, that allows us to rest and relax and refresh ourselves overnight. Let us bless our bedrooms, our bathrooms, our living rooms, our kitchens, all of the places that we spend in our homes, all of the love that we share here, all of the beauty and grace and joy that our sanctuary represents. Blessing and appreciating and sending our love into every nook and cranny, into the foundation and the roof and everything in between, to the front door and the front steps, to the back door and the back steps, to the whole yard. Blessing the yard and the street and the neighborhood. Sending our love more expansively into the homes of all of our neighbors. Blessing our neighbors. Seeing the love and the sparkle, the radiance of their love, knowing the grace that we are makes a difference. The love in our heart matters. So allow ourselves to radiate that love to the things that we own, to our appliances, our heating systems, our plumbing, our cars, our toasters and our computers, our laptops and our cell phones, all of the technology that supports our lives so beautifully. Let's bless the water coming into our homes and the aquifers and the reservoirs that allow us to have clean water. Let's bless the beautiful air that we breathe. Let us feel the beauty of nature around us. Think of the parks that surround you. I was out in the park this morning, seeing the deer on the hillside in the sunshine, seeing the birds and hearing them call, listening to the woodpecker who's found a hollow place in a tree, calling for a mate, saying, "I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one, find me, I have the perfect place for you to nest." That woodpecker knows he's a catch. And I know that we each are a catch. There is a perfect mate for each of us who wants one. Maybe we've already found that precious person and bless that person. It maybe even sits beside us in that moment. But if we don't yet have a mate or our mate's at home, let's see our mate in the vortex. Opening our hearts to that beautiful love that we share, that amazing connection that we feel, remembering what it feels like to make wonderful eye contact as you fall in love with this amazing person, this brilliant light in your world. Connect powerfully with your beloved. Feel that divine connection. feel that graceful expansion as your hearts open to more love, to more passion, to more joy, to more connection, to more fun. Allow yourself to appreciate this person, to feel the grace of his or her being, to feel that feeling that Abraham talks about that says, I know you, that makes you want to go up and lick their face. There's so much beauty in your vortex and in mine. It will never run out. There is always something more, something wonderful to reach for. So take a moment to imagine on your own the something more that is dangling in front of you, that you're on the verge of experiencing. See yourself, pretend yourself in that situation. Feel the joy and the excitement of that happening. Allow yourself to bask in it. This perfect place. This amazing imagination. This powerful mind that we have as a tool. We get to use the power of our minds. The Stanford quote that said that just turned me on so much. We get to use that power. We have the privilege, we have the choice. We can make the decision to use that power in any moment we want to. We can dwell in the vortex in our imagination. We can center ourselves there and feel the love. We can feel the blessing. We can be the blessing. We can open to receive and we can open to give. And the giving and the receiving is the same. All good, all joy, all freedom, all peace, all grace, all harmony, all prosperity, all abundance, all wonder, awe and reverence, laughter and irreverence, all of the feelings, all of the beauty, all of the bliss and ecstasy and joy, right here in our minds. Portable, goes everywhere with us. We can't leave home without it, but we have to choose to use it. So we make the decision now. We consent to this unfolding of the perfect ideas that come to us from our vortex, that flow to us and expand around us, delight us and surprise us and take us new places. We are so blessed. The wonderful part about it is that we are blessed and we know it. So just breathe into the blessing. Breathe into the gratitude. Breathe into the joy. And as you breathe, take a moment to just wiggle your fingers and toes and nose. Stretch your shoulders and your back and your neck. Allow yourself to wake up just a little into a blissful consciousness where it's easy to open your eyes and look around and see the radiant smiles and the sparkles of all the people here in this room.